This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
As if you can get all these trivia questions right. It's 10 questions on the hit 90s film Clueless, written by new Patreon subscriber Mike Edwards. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place because this show comes out every single day. You can hit subscribe to get those new episodes daily on your device, and you should do it right now. We have a fun episode for you today. It's written by my friend Mike Edwards. He spells his name with a Y, M-Y-K-E, and he lives in Whittier, California. He plays one of my live trivia nights down there at Turnbull's Tavern every Wednesday from 7 to 9. I'll be there later tonight. It's a real rip-roaring crowd and a great time. So come out and play if you live anywhere near Whittier, California. Mike said, hey, I have the trivia writing bug. So he sent me like four different quizzes so far, and he just became a Patreon of the show. So thank you, Mike. Welcome aboard. And he joined the other 34 folks who support this show every single day. You can see all the brand new rewards that also went up today for the second half of the year, from $1 to $50 that you pledge a month. You get all kinds of crazy fun stuff, including a few highlights like our pin club for $7 a month. I'll send you a very cool pin with a theme that we send out every single month. For $15 a month, we have the DVD club. That's a new thing where I send you a random disc, random DVD in its case every single month, and a 5-question quiz on that movie. So it gives you incentive to watch. And for $20, you can be a guest on the show. That's right. You can hear the sound of your own voice answering questions, asking me questions, or just BSing about pop culture and trivia. And that's at the $20 level. All those different new rewards are available with new pictures and a new header over at patreon.com/trivia. With Buds. Go check it out. If you've listened to the show for a while and you have a buck to spare, go see all the cool stuff you can get for just a buck, including access to our Discord app chat room and a digital newsletter that I'm going to start sending out at the beginning of August with puzzles and news and trivia stuff. And a thank you in the show notes of every episode. So go check all that fun stuff out. Patreon.com/trivia with Buds. Mike wrote 10 questions on this very particular quiz on Clueless, which is a great show, great film from the 90s. And I always drive past the Clown Liquor Store in North Hollywood, and I think of the scene where Alicia Silverstone is at that very liquor store in the valley, as they say. So we're going to do these 10 questions. They're tons of fun, and we'll see how many of these you can get right out of 10. Here we go. All right, it's 10 questions on Clueless, knowledge and facts from Mike Edwards of Whittier, California. Here's question number one. What superhero did Alicia Silverstone play in the 1997 Joel Schumacher movie along with George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell? Question number one, what superhero was Alicia Silverstone back in 1997? Question number two, Alisa Donovan and Dan Hedaya were also in the same movie with a couple brothers who were party animals and Saturday Night Live alums. What movie was it? Alisa Donovan and Dan Hedaya were also in the same movie with a couple brothers who were party animals and Saturday Night Live alums. What movie were they in besides Clueless? Number two. Question number three, the Clown Circus Liquor Store that I mentioned in the intro, where Cher got held up, was used in three other movies. Can you name at least one? Question three, Clown Circus Liquor Store, where Cher gets held up, was used in three other movies. Can you name at least one other movie? Question number four, what's the card game they played at the House in the Valley called? What card game do the partygoers play at the House in the Valley? Number four. Question number five, who is the other person or persons to do their rendition of Clueless besides Iggy Azalea's song Fancy? Hint, it was a spoof at the MTV Awards in 1996. Who are the other people to do their rendition of Clueless besides Iggy Azalea's song Fancy? I think that's the music video for Fancy. Hint, it was a spoof at the MTV Movie Awards in 1996. Question number six, she tried out for the role of Cher Horowitz, but with All My Children and landing the role of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she would have not been able to do it. Who are we talking about there? Number six, she tried out for the role of Cher, but with All My Children and the landing the role of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who was not able to do it? Number six. Question number seven for Clueless Trivia. True or false, Clueless is the second part of a trilogy, with the other movies being Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Loser. Number seven, true or false, Clueless is the second part of a trilogy, with the other movies being Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Loser. Number seven. Question number eight, what actor went on to become a Marvel character Ant-Man and also appeared in Avengers Endgame? Number eight, what actor from Clueless went on to become Ant-Man? Number eight. Question number nine, Brittany Murphy played the lovable ditzy niece Luann Platter on this Fox animated sitcom for 13 seasons. What was the name of the show? Brittany Murphy on what Fox animated sitcom for 13 seasons? Number nine. And question number 10, Donald Faison starred on the comedic NBC show about a bunch of medical students at Sacred Heart Hospital with Zach Braff and Sarah Chalk. What was the name of that show? Number 10, what show starred Donald Faison, Zach Braff, and Sarah Chalk? All right, those are your questions from my friend Mike in Whittier. Write down all your answers or yell them out loud, however you play along with the show. And we'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with some Clueless trivia answers. Thank you so much, Mike, for writing these questions. If you ever want to be like Mike, Michael Jordan, or Mike Edwards, you can send me some trivia categories. Always looking for content. If you want to send me categories, team names for your trivia nights that you use, if you want to be the trivia team name of the day, or just good old-fashioned questions like Mike did with this one, feel free to email me anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Here's question number one. What superhero did Alicia Silverstone play in a 1997 Joel Schumacher movie, along with George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell? That was Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, from the movie Batman and Robin. Number one. Question number two, Elisa Donovan and Dan Hedaya were also in a movie with a couple of brothers who were party animals and SNL alums. What was the movie? That would be Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan in A Night at the Roxbury. Night at the Roxbury. I'm not familiar with Elisa and Dan, but they must be in both movies. Number three, the Clown Circus Liquor Store, where Cher got held up, was used in three other major movies. Can you name at least one? You could have said Blue Thunder from 1983, Spun from 2002, or Alpha Dog from 2006. I've seen the second two of those, have not seen Blue Thunder. But if you said any one of those, you got your points. Number four, what is the card game they play at the House in the Valley? Suck and Blow. Played that game probably a few dozen times in college. Number four, Suck and Blow. Number five, who is the other person or persons to do their rendition of Clueless, sort of paying homage to it? Besides Iggy Azalea's song Fancy, Mike was looking for the MTV Movie Awards spoof in 96 from the Golden Girls. So I guess the actresses that played the Golden Girls did a spoof of Clueless, and that's what he was looking for. Number six, she tried out for the role of Cher Horowitz, but with All My Children and landing the role of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she wouldn't have been able to do it. They were looking for Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle Gellar of I Know What You Did Last Summer fame as well. Number 7, True or False, Clueless is the second part of a trilogy, with the other movies being Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Loser. Mike says that's true. I don't know if it's an actual trilogy or if it's just like the second movie from that same filmmaker, but you could call it a trilogy of sorts is what I would say, because I don't know. Are they actually connected? I guess I could Google it. Nah, I'll let you Google it. You could Google it on your own accord. But yes, that's what he was looking for there. A true for that answer. Number 8, what actor went on to become a Marvel character, Ant-Man? Paul Rudd from Clueless, who doesn't look like he's aged a bit and is now 50 years old as of 2019. Number 9, Brittany Murphy played the lovable ditzy niece Luann Platter on King of the Hill for 13 seasons. King of the Hill, rest in peace, Brittany Murphy. Number 10, Donald Faison was on the comedic NBC show about a bunch of medical students at Sacred Heart Hospital with Zach Braff and Sarah Chalk. And that, of course, was Scrubs, which we have a whole episode devoted to coming up very soon. I think we've done one or two in the past over the 500-episode history of the show, but we'll be doing another one very soon. I think Ashley is going to write the questions because she's a big Scrubs fan. So be on the lookout for that episode. And thank you, Mike, again, for these questions for the Clueless quiz today. I think fans of the series, well, I guess it was a series with the, there was a sitcom and in the movie. Fans of both will hopefully have enjoyed this episode. If you want to send me content, ryanbuds@gmail.com. And I'm always looking for new stuff. If you have ideas on how to make the show bigger and better, drop me a line anytime. It's time for the trivia team name of the day. If you are a weekly trivia player, or maybe you play once or twice a week, maybe you play more than once a week, and you're looking for a fun team name, here's my team name of the day. It's Parker Full of Posies, paying homage to Parker Posey, actress from the 90s and 2000s, Parker Full of Posies, instead of Pocket Full of Posies. There's your team name. And the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com and get all your printing done by some professionals. I'm going to get a bunch of t-shirts made from them soon, and I have a cool t-shirt design. It's one of those things that lists four different things, like four words, kind of like it'll be like Jerry and Elaine and Kramer and George. And then you're like, oh, that's a Seinfeld shirt. So it's something like that, but it's with what I do as a trivia host. So that design is coming very soon, and I'm going to get it done at Funky Monkey, and you should get your next design printed there as well. fmdesignsinc.com. Question of the day, which Halloween film featured actor Paul Rudd? We talked about Paul Rudd in this episode since he starred in Clueless, and he also starred in which Halloween series film? Send me your answer as a tweet at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Go check out the Patreon page. Join it up. Do it. Cheers.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.